When we take a moment to look at nature, what else can we do? Today, Jane Andrews shares how a brief moment on the to-do list of her day left a lasting impression. This is A Walk in the Park.
After all of the heavy rains that we have had, I went down to the lakefront to assess any damage. The lake was very still, like a mirror reflecting everything on the other side of the lake. At the time, my mind was overpacked with stressors and to-do lists, like a suitcase too stuffed to zip. My determination only created tunnel vision, only seeing what was directly in front of me. There was so much that I needed to get done, and checking for storm damage just happened to be on that list. There were also lingering, unresolved situational conflicts taking up room in my head that I have little or no control over, and yet I still want to fix. Issues that take over my thinking and cause my heart rate to increase. That moment, standing at the edge of the lake, I realized that I was missing something by focusing on all the things in my head. At that moment, I heard something I have never heard at our property. Nothing human. Usually the lake is very pleasant with nature everywhere, but there is always an element of humankind, most of the time in the form of interference, a chainsaw here, a motorcycle there, loud music from across the lake. I find my mind struggling to separate the sounds of nature from those that are definitely not. But at that moment, frozen in time, I heard nothing human, only nature. I heard birds echoing across the lake, the soft breeze on the leaves, bees buzzing into squash flowers, and nothing else. To this New Yorker who grew up in Manhattan, it was startling. For just a moment, gazing at the stillness of the water, I didn't hear any indication of human existence, and it blew my mind like the zipper bursting on that suitcase. People travel very far to find out what it is like to not hear one human thing. And even then, it's difficult to look up and not see air travel. Sometimes I step outside at night when the neighborhood is asleep and gaze up at the stars and the planets. In those wee hours, it is possible that I hear nothing human, and I can take in a deep breath of pure, uncontaminated nature.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.